The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's an exciting show today because not only do we have exciting topics to talk about, but we're going to be giving away a whole bunch of stuff, free tickets to the Arnold Sports Festival in Columbus, Ohio this weekend. Three lucky winners will each win a pair of tickets. And then also we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Paleo FX Ancestral Symposium in Texas that will happen in April. Those will all be announced later in the show. So during the first hour, we're going to be talking about variations in the gut microbiome based on where you live or where you evolved and the role that that may play in obesity. We're going to be talking with Taichi Suzuki about that from University of California at Berkeley. Then we're going to have some announcements, and then we're going to be switching it up and be joined by Dr. Craig Banks as we talk about the effectiveness of topical pain relievers and analgesics in sports and performance. So let's get started. Taichi Suzuki, welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you.
Let's talk a little bit about the study, first of all. The study itself is called Geographical Variation of Human Gut Microbe Composition, Microbial Composition, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's correct.
What made you look at this in the first place?
Yeah, so I'm interested in understanding how microbes play a role in our health or evolution. So that's how I got interested, start looking at human, microbiome.
Okay. And the discussion we've had on this show for some time now, we've talked about the fact that the diversity of gut microbiome seems to be diminishing as we go down this path of a lifestyle and diet that is mismatched for the human condition. Is there any evidence of what the diversity was, a 500,000 years ago and compared to what it is today?
I don't think we know that for the current literature, but so my study, what I did was looking at the abundance data, and I didn't look at the diversity, but some people show that more obese microbiome is associated with less diversity. But I didn't show that in my paper.
Okay. So let's talk about your paper. Explain the design of the paper, please.
Yeah, so this is just it's like a meta-analysis, meaning gathering data from all the published papers. So I looked at, people looked at, healthy human gut microbes versus like a patient. But I gathered all the healthy microbiome across the world and, try to test this idea that do we see more obese associated microbes in higher latitudes, more colder place.
And you point out in the paper that this was something that was shown Bergman's rule. Is that correct?
Yeah, so that's right. Bergman's rule is just a classic. It's just an observation that we tend to see bigger body size animals at colder place compared to a warmer place in many taxa, warm-blooded taxa, like rabbits, bears. And people, in general, it's accepted that humans also follow this rule, at least in indigenous populations. So indigenous population living in cold places tend to be bigger, heavier compared to the tropics.
And this would be a part of the evolutionary model, because if you're living in a colder place, the body would want to upregulate the insulation, so to speak. So it would store more sub-Q fat, right?
That's right. So a common explanation is this body mass versus the surface ratio. So if you have less surface and bigger mass, you're better at maintaining heat. So, yeah, people pointed out that maybe it's adaptation to colder place because of the fat and the body structure, yeah.
So you looked at two specific microbe, what do you call them, categories or a phyla?
Yeah, this is a phyla, but it's a group of bacteria, yeah.
Right, and they're called Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes, is that correct?
That's right, Bacteroidetes, yeah.
Now, what is the difference between these two, and what role do they play? What do we know about their effect on disease, health, and even body type?
Yeah, so this work is led by Jeff Gordon, who's at Washington University. So that group showed that in humans and in mice, that obese patients have more Firmicutes and less Bacteroidetes. And, you know, that's just a correlation. So we don't know if, you know, microbes are causing the human or mice to be obese, or the composition just a consequence of, you know, eating more or something. So they did a follow-up experiment using germ-free mice, which is just born and raised in a sterile environment.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you transplant the obese gut microbiome and lean microbiome to this germ-free mice, only the mice that receive obese microbiome increase body fat without increase in food consumption. So we think that obese microbiome is better at maintaining, better at extracting energy from the diet and can store the fat better.
Now, while this does not answer the question of the chicken and egg, it could be that the landscape and diversity of microbiome adjusts to be sympathetic with the desire of the body to put on more body fat, or it could be that the change in the landscape promotes the accumulation of body fat. Right? Do we know the difference yet?
No, so that's one thing I wanted to point it out, because a lot of articles, you know, people wrote articles on my paper, and it's good, but same time we have to be very cautious, because this is just a correlation. What I found is only a correlation with this bacterial composition associated with fat more in cold place, but that doesn't mean that the human actually living there is fat, because I don't have the body size data in my study. So I think this is, yeah, just the observation that we can see, and there's many explanations why we see this pattern. And what you said is correct. It can be just environment differs and what we eat, you know, differ at different latitudes. Or one explanation is, that's right, like more of an evolutionary explanation, that maybe our ancestor lived in cold place, you know, not just passed down the, you know, height or, you know, hair color, eye color, but also the microbial composition is one explanation, yeah.
Now, but one thing we can say from the data on the rodents that were born without any type of microbe influence, that introducing can absolutely have an effect, kind of like priming the pump. So we don't want to discount the message here. While we don't know which one causes which one, we also want to mention that there seems to be an ability for microbiota to influence the outcome of the body as well.
Mm-hmm.
Would you agree with that statement?
Yeah, so I think, yeah, maybe I didn't quite understand the question, but it's true that this, so at least this obesity study that they did, was in a certain diet, if you put obese microbiome in, then you can influence the host phenotype, so
right,
the body size. So that's true in some cases. But if you change the diet to high-fat, low-fiber diet, so like more Western diet, you know, if I remember correctly, it, you know, this effect goes away. So the diet is also important, but the microbes is also can be a cause.
And this is understood. The diet is matched or mismatched for the microbes of the gut, and we see this. We've done a show specifically on small intestinal bacterial overgrowth. SIBO, and we know that people who suffer from SIBO, they develop specific types of microbes in the small intestine, and that predisposes them to difficulty digesting certain types of carbohydrates. So obviously the diet has some sort of symbiotic relationship with the microbiota of the stomach and vice versa.
Yeah, I agree. If you look across the mammalian tree, so all the mammals, you tend to see, a gut microbiome cluster by diet type. But there's some exceptions, like, you know, panda bears. You know, they're herbivorous, but they cluster together with carnivorous relatives. So they're, you know, bears are carnivorous. And so you see this host phylogenetic signal, so like more of an effective ancestor. But you, majority you see is, you know, what you eat kind of determines your microbiome. But it's still controversial, and we don't know the answer yet, how much, you know, the relative importance about environment versus genetics. Yeah.
Okay. Here's what we're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to pick it up on the other side. We're going to ask more questions about the research. We're talking right now with Taichi Suzuki. We're talking about how the microbiome of a person and the diversity of it is affected by where they are perhaps from and where they live, and what role this plays on obesity and disease is yet to be well understood. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique in record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable, but finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're talking with Taichi Suzuki about the geographical variation in human gut microbiome and what its potential effect is on obesity, for sure. So to recap on something, we know that when, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing this right, Firmicutes increase and Bacteroidetes decrease, we see an accumulation of of body fat in these individuals, or even rodents, correct?
That's right. So not the subjects that I used in the study, but that's known in the literature, in mice and humans. That's right.
Right.
That's associated.
So what you sought out to see was there this predicted increase and decrease of these two microbes classifications as we moved around geographically and latitude? What did you find?
Yeah, so if you go to higher latitude, which is colder place, you tend to see more formicutes and less bacteroidetes, which is associated with obesity in human and mice. So that's the finding. And, you know, this can be biased by, you know, people maybe, you know, different age lives at the different place, because this is all, the data I use is from published papers. So people use different methods and different subjects. So I tested for biases too. But you see in each age category, you know, the young people, adults, they all show the same pattern, that colder place, you tend to see this microbiota, and even sex too. And within females, within males, you tend to see this correlation.
And the correlation being that the ratio of firmicutes seems to be higher than bacteroidetes.
In colder place, yeah, higher latitudes. Yeah.
Now, does that transfer to when a person leaves that region of the globe and moves somewhere else? Any evidence of that?
No, so we don't. So I looked at Native Americans and European Americans and Native Africans and
African Americans.
Yeah,
right.
African Americans. And if you compare that, it's like we call it common garden experiment in ecology, that so your ancestors from different continent, but you've moved to a new place. And what I see from this data set is they all, it's more of, if you move to a different place, you kind of acquire the microbe there kind of pattern. So we don't see much evidence of how much host, you know, ancestors affecting our diet. So maybe, the microbiota. So maybe diet is one thing. If you move to U.S., maybe you eat more Western diet, and that might have a stronger effect than the host genotype. But it's still, this is a really simple test, and we should, scientists should test more on this effect, how much our ancestry, our genetics influence the bacteria.
And the other thing that is an unknown at this point in time, especially here in the United States, is the number of cesarean section deliveries, which influence the early exposure to microbes by the baby as the baby passes through the vaginal canal. And then what picks up from there is then breastfeeding, because we know that breastfeeding also starts the seeding, if you will, of the of the microbes in the gut. So that would also influence kind of if the baby is more of a tabula rasa, a clean slate when it gets into the world. If it's been C-section delivered and does not receive breastfeeding, then it's kind of at the mercy of its environment to supplant the microbes.
Yeah, so there's a interesting idea, like what you said, it's called hygiene hypothesis. So if you look at farm-raised kid versus an urban kid, you tend to see more more asthma and allergies in an urbanized kid. And the explanation is maybe because they grew up in a too clean environment.
Right.
They haven't exposed to the variety of bacteria that they're supposed to be in the more ancient, or, you know, how we evolved. And so people are speculating that maybe this exposure of bacterial diversity in the child or the baby might be very important, because, you know, mammals, what we believe now is, mammals are born sterile, but they acquire the microbes from the mother's skin. Like you mentioned, if you do C-section versus, you know, compare baby from C-section versus normal birth through a vaginal canal, we see the different microbiota on their skin. So there's evidence that, the early exposure is very important.
What about just the sheer effects of ambient temperature? So if you take an Inuit, right, that spent 15, 18 years living in a very, very cold climate, and you move them to a place like Phoenix, Arizona for another 15 or 20 years, Do we see a change in the both the landscape of the microbial community and or body composition, and are either of those influencing each other?
Yeah, so I don't know actually if people have done that study like that, but I assume so what we know now is diet has a major effect, and not many people have tested that ambient temperature or the temperature difference, because temperature is also co-varied with, you know, diet, right? More
right.
Mexican food in the Southwest, and, you know, those are all correlated. So we have to do an experiment in a maybe more controlled environment, like in the lab.
Right.
Using mice. You know, you can control the temperature, you can control the diet, and try to tease apart what's causing what. And that's more functional study that in this field is, yeah, I'm starting to do. People are trying to figure those out, but I don't know any study, actually, who asked that specific question.
Okay. According to the research that indicates mm-hmm. that higher Firmicutes and lower Bacteroidetes seem to correspond with a larger body fat mass, what countries did you look at that seemed to have the opposite and their populations were leaner?
Yeah, so the all the tropical population, like Malawi, Venezuela, Burkina Faso, and those population, you see higher Bacteroidetes and higher Bacteroidetes, low Firmicutes, meaning more lean type composition.
Right.
And that can be part driven by their diet too. They eat more fiber and less fat. So that's co-varied again. So you can't really tell if it's a temperature, if it's a diet. It can be like pathogen load too. Like different pathogen live in different place. And
right.
So it can be explained by many things. Yeah.
Yeah, this really raises a lot of questions. That there needs to be more research done to try to kind of tease out or dig down on what is actually affecting what. Do we know what? I mean, probiotics are all the rage today. Lots of people take probiotics, you know, and we try to find a more diverse probiotic, one that has, you know, 8, 10, 15 non-competing, non-overlapping forms of microbes in them and so on. Do the Bacteroidetes and or Firmicutes, do we know, like, Lactobacillus acidophilus is a Firmicute, or do we have those categorized?
Yeah, so we know that they belong in certain phyla. So Lactobacillus is in Firmicutes. So this is a big group of bacteria, and you know, people are trying to do, I don't know the specific actually genus, what people are using for probiotics, but people are doing prebiotics, which
right.
is giving the food for the bacteria, to certain bacteria, to increase.
For instance, prebiotics are considered like artichokes, leeks, onions, and also things that have a lot of soluble fiber in them tend to be prebiotics, right?
Yeah, that's true. If you feed more fiber to your bacteria, the bacteria that eats the fiber is going to increase. And yeah, that's possible. And now people are doing symbiotics, which is giving prebiotics and probiotics together.
Yeah,
that's something I read, but I don't know much about this. But
I've actually been doing that. It's funny you should say that. So there's a product that we advertise on the show.
Uh-huh.
It's a protein bar, and it has anywhere from 18 to 20 grams of I want to say they're called IMO type fibers. These are considered prebiotic fibers. They are digestion resistant carbohydrates. They don't contribute anything to the carbohydrate a load of the food, but they're just pure fiber. And I started taking my probiotics with one of these bars, because the way it was explained to me by someone else is, if you think about coral in the ocean, the coral has this big, hard, I don't, for lack of better terms, calcified structure.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dead, but it's required for the coral to live in. And that's alive. And it's the same thing. The prebiotic creates a structure for the probiotic to kind of adhere to and kind of plant itself in the gut. Is that an accurate assessment of how they work together?
Yeah, so I think the structural support is one for where they live, but also the resource, what the bacteria is consuming, and so yeah, I think that's right.
So it makes sense if you're going to take your probiotics to take them with prebiotics, so that they have a better chance of finding a home in the digestive system.
That's right. So that kind of connects to my first caution that I said is, you know, like where you live doesn't determine, you know, how fat you are, because it's important to have the healthy microbiome, but also the healthy diet too. So that's like the, probiotics part and the prebiotic, you know, what you eat has effect too. So both are important, I think, to consider.
Is fat really that bad of, obviously we've evolved eating large amounts of fat from time to time.
Uh-huh.
It's only become the devil since the 70s here in the United States, at least.
That's right. I think so for our ancestor, when we were doing, you know, more like hunter-gatherer type, lifestyle, I think, you know, if you can gain more energy from the same amount of diet, maybe you can survive better and maybe reproduce better. But that time, you know, it's not certainly true now. So we call that relaxation of natural selection, that there's not much natural selection for being fat now. There's not much advantage. So, but I think in the past, or in a lot of different wild animals, fat is very important. It's a really efficient energy, and they hibernate. Some animals hibernate, and the success depends on the amount of fat. So I think, you know, fat is a really efficient energy source. But right now, we have so much resource, we're overfeeding ourselves.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, we don't have the need right now, because
that's
we have
right.
access and abundance, which we didn't have. At that time. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we'll be talking more about this. We're talking right now with Taichi Suzuki from the University of California, Berkeley, about the microbiome, its diversity, and its relationship to where you live. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
There's something comforting about knowing he's out there.
Government is in place because it assumes that people are too stupid to care for themselves.
By your side.
Government has to take up the parental role of teaching people what to do.
Fighting the good fight.
Government has to get out of people's pantries, first of all. They can't legislate health.
He's Carl Lenore on Super Human Radio.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the product you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD and neither should you.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPER. Superhuman today.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back.
It was a moonlit night in Old Mexico.
Taichi, the research that you did, was there any deviation from what you expected to find on a latitudinal basis as a result of the country in question being more advanced, if you will? And the reason I ask this is we know that there's certain herbicides like glyphosate, which have been shown to disrupt and even to some degree destroy the microbes in the stomach. Does the country's advancement in agriculture play a role that you could see from what you looked at?
Oh, that's interesting. I haven't looked at the agriculture part, but the question for did you see something you expected? And the surprising thing is we did, and that was the something I expected, but I was unexpected. It was this clear pattern because, yeah, like what you said, agriculture can be different at different latitudes because it's a meta-analysis. People are using different methods, but you still see this pattern. So we actually did see the expected pattern. And one thing we didn't see was in the Sweden population, which was a lot of elder individuals, more than 60 years old, and that place, it showed, it was kind of like an outlier if you look at the correlation. They're one of the coldest countries, and they show more lean-type microbiome
right.
than you expected. So that was something unexpected, and I don't have a good explanation for that.
But that might be the first red flag that you're... You've been very cautious to always say, and we don't know what role the diet plays on this because diet tends to follow the weather, if you will, or the geography,
and
it could be that they have a different type of a diet there that is promoting this.
Correct, and I'm very interested to investigate, you know, if really microbe is causing this pattern, and that'll be really exciting for the idea that, you know, our ancestor matter, where they evolved. And what I'm, yeah, can I tell you what I'm doing now?
Please, of course,
my dissertation.
So, yes.
So I'm applying this, I'm doing the same thing. I'm using natural populations of house mice. So house mice are the pests, what you call, like you can find it in people's houses, farms. And
because they're eating the same things that people are.
That, yeah, maybe. Yeah, they mainly eat grains, but that's right. They can eat animal products too. Yeah, like cheese, peanut butter.
Right.
So yeah, maybe they're eating similar things. And so this is part of a larger project that our lab in UC Berkeley, in Michael Nachman's lab that we're doing, is we're trying to understand how animals adapt to different climates. And so we sampled mice from North and South America, so all the way from Canada, all the way to the tip of Argentina. And for North America, we have two transects, that one on the east and one from the west. And, you know how we do this is funny, that we, you know, because they occur in people's house, we have to knock people's door and ask for permission.
To catch their mice.
Yeah. So you, and if they say yes, and they're usually happy because it's like a free pest control. So, you know, they sometimes give you drinks and coffees and people are going to help you. But so you wait overnight to set traps. You put a little bit of peanut butter and collect the mice. And you dissect the mice in the field to get the gut microbes from their intestine. And then you put it into a liquid nitrogen. You can store the tissue in minus 80 degrees. So, and then you bring back to the lab and analyze the data. And surprisingly, this is not published yet, but I talked about this result in evolution meeting. But what we find was pretty interesting, that we found similar pattern of gut microbial composition in mice too, like we saw in humans.
Wow.
So for East Coast, we catch, if you go to New York or, you know, Pennsylvania, you catch bigger mice than Florida. And if you look at their gut microbes, you tend to see more Firmicutes and less Bacteroidetes, so more obese composition in colder place. So that's kind of interesting. You know, human and mice are pretty different. They're both mammals and they're closely related, but still you see this same pattern. And that was a big surprise, and I'm trying to follow up on this.
So let me ask you a question. So
yeah.
Would, obviously, mice are not eating exactly the same diet as the people, but they may be eating remnants of crumbs and stuff left behind.
Mm-hmm.
So, but clearly the mice are affected by the geographical temperature and climate of the area to a greater degree than the diet, because the diet is a catch-as-catch-can, so to speak. It's not like they're eating everything that the people are eating. And some mice may not be exposed to much of the household diet at all if they're getting their food from outside the house. So what can you say? If the microbes in the mice's gut mm-hmm. is similar to the humans, does this prove that climate is playing a bigger role, or does this show still yet another question? Gee, we don't know how much of the local household food they're eating.
Yeah, that's a good question. And this, again, this doesn't tell you the cause or consequence, because so I collected their hair, the mice hair, and if you do an analysis called carbon and nitrogen isotope ratio analysis, you can estimate, or you can know at least what kind of carbon and nitrogen source they were eating for the last maybe 2-3 months.
Right.
So I did that, and then you can see a correlation with, so nitrogen is often associated with like a trophic level, what you eat. So if it's a higher ratio of this nitrogen measure, maybe they're eating more animal proteins. And that's also correlated with latitude on the east coast of North America. And west coast, there's other diet measure, the carbon correlates. So again, this climate and diet also correlates in the same way. So again, it's hard to tease apart, and that's something I want to follow up.
What role does the Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes presence intrinsically, what role does it play if there is a larger population of one? Because we know that the microbes in the gut tend to become dominant as a result of there being more. It's kind of like more begets more, because the environment becomes more prone to sustaining those types of microbes. So is there a tipping point where we go, well, once there's this gravity effect of Firmicutes, we know that the Firmicutes are going to overrun the gut? Or does that not play a role at all in this discussion?
No, that's interesting. That's something I haven't looked at yet, but But that's like, so we call it a competition of maybe microbes, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so that's definitely, that's how, you know, that's a fundamental question when we think about how communities structures and, you know, how they assemble. And that's another field. And something related I did for that question is, if you look at the mice within the individual from mouse to all the way to mouse, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, feces, you can see that bacteria, different bacteria is living at different places. So, aerobics, meaning the bacteria that live in oxygen, they tend to occur in the upper intestinal tract, and anaerobics, bacteria that living without oxygen is more concentrated in the lower intestinal tract. And, you know, maybe they are selecting habitats and they're competing against each other. And so definitely they'll play a role to that tipping point that you said.
And then lastly, we know that these microbes are in and of themselves organisms that both feed on what we eat and also have, they excrete something as well. As we learned in the SIBO discussion, the small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, that they put off methane gas as a byproduct or an excretory byproduct. So is it possible that it's not so much that what we eat makes us more prone to develop ratios of Firmicutes and Bacteroidetes, but more so what we feed them and what they excrete that affects body fat accumulation?
Yeah, no, that's an interesting way to, yeah, and I think that's true. That so some resource like simple sugar we can absorb directly without bacteria, but say, you know, plant complex carbons like polysaccharides, we call those ones in our own genome, we don't have enzymes to break down those complex plant carbons, and
right.
That's same for like cows, even those herbivorous mammals, and because we have the enzymes, but microbes do. So microbes can break down those products and make it a simple sugar, so we can absorb from the bloodstream, and they also secrete, like you said, some enzymes to inhibit some pathway of fat storage, that they can directly bump up the fat storage for certain bacteria. So definitely, that's the, maybe you can call like a filter, or
right.
They go through the bacterial digestion.
Right, yeah. Right. Because at that point in time, the bacteria is a catalyst for something that it's putting out, and what it's putting out could have a direct effect on our biology. We see this in autoimmune disorders. We know that autoimmune disorders have some sort of metabolic link. We know that these individuals who have autoimmune disorders end up with rogue materials in their bloodstream as a result of what they eat. And this is even being studied by a wonderful, exciting new field called metabolomics now. We know that these molecules end up in the bloodstream and they look suspiciously like things that the immune system is looking to attack. And in attacking those molecules, it also attacks the surrounding tissue, which looks suspiciously like these molecules. I call it the innocent bystander effect, where good tissue ends up becoming destroyed because
yeah.
The immune system becomes confused. So we know that this is happening because there's something going on in the gut of these individuals that when they eat certain foods, they either don't digest it completely or they digest it, and what is excreted by their gut microbiome is ending up in their bloodstream and looking like a foreign material that the body wants to eradicate.
Mm-hmm. No, that's interesting you point out. And you can think even a simpler case that if you don't have any microbes, like in antibiotics or the germ-free mice I talked about, that they're born and raised in a sterile environment, so if you don't have any microbes in your intestinal tract, it's a disease that you can develop a lot of intestinal inflammation.
Right.
And that's part because the your immune system is overreacting. And if you use this, so some people did experiment that if you knock out a gene, this natural T cell, killer cell, so that's like immune cell that attacks. And if you don't have that gene, it's not going to attack. But if you, so you have a lot of, so when the mice have a lot of T cells that attack, but if you transplant microbe, those immune cells can reduce and, you know, prevent the overreaction. So
right.
Microbes are helping to develop normal immune function.
Yeah, so yeah.
That's interesting. And
we're gonna take our last commercial break here. And when we come back, we'll wrap up the interview. We're talking with Taichi Suzuki. We're talking about yet the ever interesting world of what's going on inside your gut and intestines and that 4.5 pounds of microbes that live inside you that actually are your immune system. I think I've said it before, and I'll say it again, but the greatest example of how well the immune system works is the fact that you can eat a piece of animal protein and it won't kill you, but you will extract everything you need out of it and excrete what you don't. That is the perfect example of the immune system at its best. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Highlighting the hypocrisy in government, one meal at a time.
The USDA and the FDA going after small family farms. They're telling these farmers that by selling direct to end users like you and I, because they're outside the jurisdiction of the USDA and the FDA, the USDA says it's dangerous to be buying from these farmers. Really? And we're all thriving buying from these farmers, but the USDA and the FDA said, no, you're wrong. You may not think that because you're not getting sick that something's wrong, but we know there's something wrong.
Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today. What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. Age Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the Bio banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. A little bit later in the show, we're going to announce 3 new winners. Each will receive a pair of tickets to the Arnold Sports Festival this weekend in Columbus, Ohio. And we're going to announce the winner of a pair of tickets to the April Paleo FX Symposium. That's a little bit later in the show, so you don't want to miss that. So, Taichi, another thought that I just had is a result of an interview that we did this week on Monday. Mm-hmm. and that, and it kind of plays into this slightly, kind of in a side angle. We had a professor on the show, and she came on and talked about the discovery of a new blood cell, a T cell, that appears to fight multiple sclerosis, and it seems to be present in some individuals, but not present in those who develop the brain inflammatory disease, multiple sclerosis. And one of the things that we discussed that I submitted to her was, is it possible that, because everything that she was talking about was genetic. And so I tried to turn the discussion to epigenetic. And I said, is it possible that the presence or lack of this T cell is actually a result of some sort of metabolic function? And, you know, I pointed to insulin resistance, and I did mention to her about the microbiome of the gut. It would be interesting to see those who have this fighter T cell look at the microbiome of the gut and see if there's a prevalence for a particular microbe, and those who don't have this fighter T cell see if that microbe is missing. Because I have to believe, you know, I really believe that the final frontier in understanding disease and even aging, we did a show recently about a specific microbe called Lactobacillus rotari, which is found in breast milk. When given to old rats, they became young again. And it was just given to them in their water. They had an ad libitum diet, just like the littermates did that were not getting it. And the old rats became young again. And in many ways, both observable changes in their quality of their fur and their desire to copulate, all the way down to metabolic markers, they became young. And I've been saying, you know, when we start to understand the value of this bacteria that lives in our body, that is part of the evolutionary gift that has allowed us to sustain and survive and be hybrids, if you will, as we've been, we're going to really unlock an exciting part of health and longevity. And so, you know, I have a feeling that what you're talking about is just the tip of the iceberg. I really do.
No, that's a great point. And the first point of your idea, I'm not an expert in the field, I don't know, but I think an interesting idea how microbes can, you know, involve in epigenetics. And I have, you know, I don't know if they can modify the DNA and can transmit it. And that's, you know, that's debatable, and I don't know. But the second part on the milk, that's interesting too when you think about evolution, that, you know, maybe milk composition can be different at different latitudes too, right? For the pathogen part and for the more that kind of body size matter too. And so this, how microbes can be involved in evolution, and that's called hologenome theory of evolution.
The what theory?
Hologenome. So hologenome theory of evolution is just, you know, think microbes and, you know, the host organism as a unit. And, you know, it's just the idea that symbiotic microbial community may be important in our evolution. And there's a lot of examples in different organisms that, you know, there's like plants in Yellowstone that, you know, living in really high temperature soil, but they have a symbiotic fungi that can allow them to live there. And there's like aphid, right? Like those eat,
right.
Drink, yeah, like really low nutrition plant juice, but they have bacteria that can provide essential amino acids and vitamins from that poor diet. And there's a squid in Hawaii that they have this light organ that can project. So they have bacteria that emits light, so that enables them to camouflage in the background. And I can list a lot of, yeah, more.
Well, you know what comes to mind, yeah, as an analogy? So when we think about ubiquitous technology like cellular telephones, everybody understands that cell phones have specific potential characteristics. And this is kind of like our genetics. But the characteristics are not unlocked and available to use without a SIM card. And I'm starting to think that the microbes that live in us are kind of like our SIM card. That's my theory right now. And again, I am not a scholar. I have no formal education, but this is just my guess.
No, that, so if I use the similar analogy for like co-evolution, so say it doesn't have to be the same car, but, you know, say like a cell phone charger in a cell phone, then if the cell phone charger changed, then the cell phone plug have to change too.
Uh-huh.
Right? So this like co-evolution, so one evolves and the other, one evolution is affecting the other evolution. So that's just analogy. It's not, that's just a, not evolution, but that, in the context of microbe and humans, you know, that can happen, that it can co-evolve to adapt to a different place, or yeah. So that's
what do you what do you hope that the clinicians take away from your research?
Yeah, so I think for this paper, this is more like more to generate discussions in this field. That so there's a lot of money and attention is from the disease and medical field, and that's great, but my focus or perspective is maybe we can see this in a more ecological and evolutionary way, that maybe we can explain some part of the composition. I think that's very important when we understand, you know, what kind of factors are driving our microbial composition. And I think that will be very important to understand our health, including obesity. And, yeah, that's my message, is to try to generate discussions and, you know, view more from ecology and evolution.
I want to thank you so much for taking time to come on the show. I know it's very early in California, and I really appreciate you delivering this message. I think it's a very, very important message. It adds to the discussion, and if nothing else, it allows people to understand to a better degree that there is a great deal of importance, mystery, secrets, whatever you want to call it, locked away in our guts that we need to understand better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for calling.
All right, take care now.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, so stay tuned. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I'm going to play Oprah and give away three pair of tickets to the Arnold and a pair of tickets to the Paleo FX. We'll be right back. It's interesting what we consider a reason to get angry.
He's a military strategist on health.
Merck, the pharmaceutical company, killed 55,000 people with Vioxx. They knew that it had a problem, and they sold it to people anyway, and 55,000 plus people died taking Vioxx.
He's Carl Lenore.
Why isn't this current administration going, we need to go to White House Station, New Jersey, where the Merck headquarters is, and send the military in there? We need to bomb Merck, because they killed 55,000 Americans knowing that they were going to kill 55,000 Americans.
On Superhuman Radio.
Where is the outrage about that?
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin-releasing hormone. That, in turn, turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Pay attention, boy. Room up, we'll show you how to move it. Go ahead, put your back into it.
Welcome back. Okay. Before we're joined by Dr. Craig Banks, I want to go ahead and do this. And I also have something I want to talk about, too. A thought that I had. All right, so we've given away seven pair of tickets to the Arnold so far. And we're going to give away three more pair right now, and then I'm going to email everybody to give them specific instructions on how to claim their tickets. So if you're one of those people who we've already named, and you're thinking, well, great, you told me I won, but that doesn't mean anything to me. How do I use them? You'll be receiving an email, assuming you gave us a good email, in a little bit. And the only way that you could have entered was to use the Android, iPhone, or iPad app and use the message interface to send us a message saying simply, hey, I want Arnold tickets. And that's how you were entered. Okay, so here we go. The next person to receive a pair of Arnold tickets is Austin Denniston. Austin Denniston. And after that, we have, let's see here, hold on. These are all selected at random, just based on all the emails, all the messages that people sent. We just kind of picked them. We didn't open them. We just picked them. If it said, give me tickets to the Arnold, we threw the name in there. The next one is Joe Pertner. Joe Pertner, you will be receiving two free tickets to the Arnold Classic. And the last of 10 pair of tickets that we will have given away on the show in the past 2 weeks is Troy Willoughby. Troy Willoughby. So those are the three latest winners, Austin Denniston, Joe Pertner, and Troy Willoughby. You will each be receiving an email explaining how to take advantage of the offer and get your two free tickets to the Arnold. And we will be there this weekend, Elisa and I. We're leaving tomorrow morning, actually, at 8:30. So there will not be any show tomorrow or Friday, but we'll be back on the air Monday. Okay, now, the Paleo FX giveaway is a little bit different, and here's why it's different. We didn't ask people to enter specifically. So we don't have a homogenous pool of people who said, hey, I want to go, I can go, and I'm interested in going, so enter me. All I said was, because it was a surprise to me when Michelle and Keith Norris said yesterday, hey, we want to give away two tickets to Paleo FX on the air. I guess they were inspired by the Arnold giveaway. I said, okay, if you haven't liked our Superhuman Radio Network fan page already, go ahead and like our fan page and you'll be entered, which means that everybody who's already liked our fan page is automatically entered, whether they're interested in going to Paleo FX or not. The reason I'm telling you all this is because we're going to announce the name of a winner picked at random. However, if when I contact that winner later today and that winner contacts me back and says, man, thanks so much, but I can't go or I have no interest in going, then we will announce another winner, an alternate winner. And we will keep doing that until the person whose name we select goes, yeah, I want to go. And this is great. Thank you so much. So if this is the first you're hearing about it and you're thinking, damn, if I would have known that, I would have liked the Super Human Radio fan page to enter. Don't despair yet, because this person has to say, yeah, I want to go. Right now, the name that was selected at random is John Hines, J-O-N-H-I-N-D-S, John Hines. And we will be contacting John to let him know that he's won two tickets to Paleo FX in April. And if John says, hey, thanks a lot, love the show, happy that you did this, but I can't go for whatever reason, then those two tickets will go back in the hat, and we'll announce a new winner come Monday when I'm back on the air. So we'll do that then. Okay, so I had a thought. I've got a neighbor in my building that I've mentioned before. He's a wonderful guy named Brian Tyler. And he came in this morning and he was talking to me. He says, you know, now when I hear Brian asked me when I first met him about a year ago, what can I do to lose weight? You know, I get this all the time, and I'm sure you do too. I'm no different than the rest of the people in this audience. There's nothing magical about me. And so I said, yeah, easiest thing you do is cut the bread out completely, cut the sugar out completely. He was a big soda drinker at the time. He cut soda out. He cut all of his sugar out. He stopped eating cereal in the morning, and he cut all the bread out. And he's lost like 15 pounds in probably the past 5 months without even trying. I mean, actually, he came in this morning. He said, no, the friend of mine told me he's doing this radical diet where you only eat this, this, and that for 3 days, and you eat this, this, and that for 2 days, and then the next day you do this. And I said, you know, the problem with that, Brian, is you just can't live on that. You could do it for a while, lose some weight, but then when you go back to eating normally, you know, the weight comes back. And he said, he told him, he said, look, I just cut eating bread and sugar out of my diet. That's all I've done. And I've lost 15 pounds and I haven't tried to do anything else. He goes, I'm still eating and doing all the things. I'm not even exercising yet. And, so we started talking about the introduction of bread. I'm reading a fantastic book right now. Ironically, I can't remember the name, but it's written by Daniel Lieberman, and it's about evolution. It's a fantastic book. And a lot of the things that I've talked about on the show instinctively without really understanding the science behind it is accurate. And again, this is critical thinking at its best. I keep saying that, grains and corn and stuff like that are alternative foods, but actually within the ancestral anthropological community, it's actually known as fallback foods. And we've been using fallback foods since the beginning of hominins being on the planet. Back then, fallback foods could have been plant stems and roots and stuff like that, which we chewed for hours and hours and hours and hours to get any sustenance out of at all. And today, fallback foods are grains and corn and so on. These are not foods that we can thrive on, because those are not the foods that catapulted us into what we are today in the evolutionary journey. The foods that catapulted us into what we are today in the evolutionary journey, I'm sorry to say to all you vegetarian and vegans out there, were animal proteins and animal fat. And I know you hate hearing that, but it's the truth. So we were talking about that this morning. And you know, I said to him, you know, we're still evolving. And I thought about that. And I thought about the number of obese people in this country today, and how sick and distorted the country is today health-wise. And I said, you know, I take that back, because the concept of evolution, at least the definition of to evolve, is to develop gradually from a simple to a more complex form. And the word evolve implies we're getting better and better. We're becoming more refined. We're losing shortcomings and replacing them with strengths. And that has been what evolution has been to this moment in time. That is what evolution has been. You know, first we learned to stand. We became bipeds. Then our diet influenced our progress. And the list goes on and on. But the bottom line is that in the journey of evolution, we have become more complex, more sophisticated, more capable of surviving, in very, very tough times, the ability to withstand you know, punishment, and we've learned to use tools, and we've learned to control and manipulate the majority of our environment, and we have evolved. We are at a better place today than we were back then when we were Australopiths, for instance. Okay? We have a lot more control on our environment. We're not necessarily preyed upon by other animals. We've really mastered bipedal movement and locomotion. Freeing up our hands have allowed us to create and use tools. And so we've evolved. We've really gotten better. We've gotten more sophisticated. We have more control on our outcome and so on. It's an exciting thing when you think about it. Where we, if you look at where we came from, and you know, the real mission is to find the last common ancestor between monkeys and us and what we were back then, hominins. And that's the hard part because it's so many millions of years ago. It's hard to find what that last common ancestor is, but we got close. We have enough information out there, that puts us where we could see it was us, but we also were still knuckle walkers and kind of like chimpanzee sized brains and so on. And when you look at where we came from and you look at where we are now, it's like, my gosh, we've really evolved. It's amazing. And for the first time, I believe in our journey, we are devolving. I mean, look at the vast number of people in this country that can't control their environment any longer. That when they turn 50 and 60, they're relegated to a motorized chair. That the best they can hope for is to pick a really good nursing home to live in for the last 15, 20 years of their lives. There are people out there who, if they were caught in a 15 or 20 story building and it caught fire, and the only opportunity for them to survive was to walk down 30 flights of stairs, they would die because they can't do that. They can't descend 30 flights of stairs because they don't have the stamina, the mobility, the energy. I mean, they can't do it. Think about this for a second. We have betrayed millions of years of evolution. We've betrayed it. We've betrayed all of those lives that have gone before us that have died. And we've betrayed all of the evolutionary selection pressure and down pressure to make us evolve, to be in more control and better as a species. We've betrayed it. You've got people in this country today whose children have diabetes and cancer and they're dying. We have children that will not have offspring. They will not contribute to the gene pool of the future. We are devolving. For the first time in our history, in our journey, we are devolving. We're going backwards. We're becoming less capable of refining the species. We're becoming less capable of controlling our environment. We're becoming less capable of just taking the gifts that we've been given over millennia and applying them, not even to get better, but just to stay status quo. We're not even able to do that. You have people out there that are 30 years old and their only hope is gastric bypass surgery, something so radical, to have their biology dissected, rerouted so that they won't eat themselves to death. What have we done? What have we done? Millions of years of evolution, refinement, process, and gifts that we've been given, and we're just crapping them away. Crapping them away. That's what's going on today. For the first time in our journey, we're devolving. We have people today who couldn't do what Australopiths could do. They couldn't get out of the way of a car fast enough not to get run over because they're just slow and fat. And I'm sorry I said the word, the F word. I know people, you know, if anybody in the mainstream is listening to this show, oh my God, how could he call fat? I was fat. I was 330 pounds. I can say it. I got the card in my wallet. I'm a card carrying fat person. It's really, really sad. And I don't understand why no one else is willing to talk about this. Oh, wait, I do know why, because it's not politically correct to tell people the truth in this country. If it wasn't for denial and the ability to deny the realities of our circumstances, this country wouldn't be able to get by, and probably other countries as well. We have to take a break. I want to pick this discussion up on the other side because there's more to this story. Stay tuned.
He's Carl Lenore.
The brainless people at the FDA need to be convinced that arsenic is not good for humans to consume, because the FDA feels a little bit more research needs to be done before we're considered that this particular arsenic is dangerous.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. H-Force introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
If you're taking more than one nutritional supplement, stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food you can buy. Even Olympic athletes have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. You take just one nutritional supplement to help the brain with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity. It is safe with no contraindications. Learn more at BioAge.com or call 877-288-9116. Mention Superhuman Radio and get a 10% discount. You can also go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click the BioAge banner ad. Enter promo code SHR for a discount.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Yeah! Throw your hands in the air right now, man.
That's Professor Axel.
Don't crack the door.
I like this song. Let's listen to it for a second.
Set my feet down, pants, he just pull up my pants and
do the rock away.
Lean back. Lean back.
Maybe someday I'll do a DJ show where I just play music I like. That would be cool. Sharon Lynn. I remember when that song came out. That's how old I am. I remember dancing to it. At a place on, let's see, was it on Jamaica Avenue called Pal Joey's. Tony Danza used to hang out there. Anyway, okay, so. All right, so we talk about this whole thing, right? We're devolving. There's no doubt about it. We're devolving, right? There's a large portion of the population that really have given up all of the gifts that they've been given through the evolutionary process. And so for the first time in our history, we're devolving. But not all of us. You know, I've said it before and I'll say it again. The new evolutionary selection pressure is where you get your information from. So when I was talking to Brian this morning, I said, you know, Brian, here's what's going to happen. You have children that are sick and dying at young ages, and or they'll be sick and won't be able to have babies. So their genes will die off with them. And where we had the Black Plague, you know, the Black Plague was a terrible thing, and plagues in general are terrible things, but plagues are also, what's the word I'm looking for? They are attributed, what is attributed to plagues is quite often a renaissance of the population, because usually these plagues occurred when there were more people than resources could sustain, and then a bunch of them died, and then the people who were left behind prospered. Now, I'm not embracing the dying of people, and I'm not embracing plagues, but what I am saying is a fact. And so we don't have plagues anymore by and large, because we've gotten a hold of infectious disease for the most part. And municipal hygiene and so on has added to that. But what we do have right now is our diseases of modernity that are contributing to the extinction of some people, not the human race, but some people, the people who are getting their information from the mainstream, who are eating quote unquote heart healthy grains, who don't think that pesticides and herbicides are dangerous and embrace conventionally grown produce at the same time while they're picking up on the government's new message that, hey, Meatless Monday, do it. And we should be eating a lot more vegetables and fruits, but don't worry about them being organic. I mean, I've had scientists say, look, we not everybody can eat organic, but everybody needs to eat vegetables and fruits. So the people who are continuing to get their information from the mainstream are the ones that are going to, unfortunately, not, their genes will not be in the gene pool 500 years from now. And there is a thinning of the herd that's occurring. There's no doubt about it. And so when I first thought about that, it made me sad to think that there are lives that are just being cast aside. No one wants to die. No one wants to become part of the extinct portion of the population. No one wants to see their children get sick. But the problem is that people don't know where and who to believe any longer. When you have idiots like the Wizard of Oz out there, you know, I mean, the messages are conflicting and confusing. It becomes very, very difficult. And so people don't trust their instincts. They have no ability to use critical thinking skills because, by and large, that's been bred out of us. You need to read a book to have a good relationship, to raise a child. You need to read a book or listen to Dr. Phil, you know, I mean, no one can make decisions on their own any longer. And so by and large, there's a large group of the population that will be thinned out 100, 150, 200 years from now. Now, is government doing this on purpose? No. I don't think they're that intelligent, to be honest with you. Are they letting it happen? Yeah, they are. And is there money involved? Yes, they're letting it happen because it's all about profits. Industry and government are attached like two Siamese twins. And in order to separate two Siamese twins that are connected at the heart, you have to make a decision on one of them is going to die. And that's never going to happen because government and industry will stay connected forever. And more people will be sacrificed as a result of profits. So it's a terrible, terrible thing. But at the same time, when you look at what potentially may be the outcome of this, it has a slightly brighter lining. Now, I won't be around to see this happen, but hopefully my message will stay alive long enough, and you and your message will stay alive long enough, and our children will have children that will carry the message that we believe. and they will not be part of the thinned out herd. Now think about that for a second. What if it's our lineage that's the ones that survive and populate the planet? Because these politicians that are selling us down the river, they're being sold down the river too, because they're breathing their own ether, as they say. They're drinking their own Kool-Aid. They're telling people, oh, it's safe to eat pesticide-laden food. And guess what? They're eating pesticide-laden food because they don't want to have to give up their money and say, well, I'm lying to the population. So in order for them to prosper, they have to drink their own Kool-Aid. And so their lineage will be wiped off the planet too. Regardless of how much money they amass, they're not going to be able to do anything when their children start dying before having children, and that's it. It's just dead. That's it. They don't go any further. So I guess what I'm saying here is that while this is a horrible thing that's going on in this country, the end result may actually produce a population of people who somehow got the right information and circumnavigated the thinning of the herd, and they will be the ones that will be left. And I have to believe, from what I know of this audience, the desires of this audience, the objectives, the kind of people that we are made up of, it might not be a bad planet after that. It may actually be a great planet. So that's my little thought for the day. And it is sad, because I really do believe that for the first time in the history of our species, we are devolving. We are taking steps backwards. We are not evolving. We're not refining. At least, let me take that back. I think we are. You, me, the people who make up the superhuman nation, I think we are evolving. We're becoming more refined and better at this, and we're going to live longer and stronger and healthier, and our children are going to learn by our example, and they're going to teach their children by example, and so on and so forth. But by and large, the masses out there, they're doomed. I'm sorry to say it. They're doomed. And it's you know, I'm not trying to bring everybody down, but it's the truth. Just look around you. Look at the number of people that are relegated to motorized chairs. Shocking. Shocking. All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to come back with Dr. Craig Banks. Stay tuned.
Not only does he poke holes in corporate lies, he tears them a new one.
All of the associated companies that say that GMO labeling is unfair to them cite that it would cost too much money to change the label on the box. But meanwhile, they spend millions and millions fighting labeling. Why don't they just use that money to label the boxes?
His name is Carl Lenore.
And keep in mind, Madeira, the province of Portugal, Switzerland, India, and Thailand have all banned, B-A-N-N-E-D, the sale and growth of genetically modified foods in their countries, because they prefer to wait for more research to come out before they subject their citizens to it.
On Superhuman Radio.
Everybody deserves to know what they're eating. This is nonsense.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make. In a clinical trial, this resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides. Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the Superhuman Nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. We're joined by Dr. Craig Banks. Many of you remember Dr. Banks. He was a sponsor of Superhuman Radio a while back, and he produces a product called Kinetic Cream. How you doing, Dr. Banks?
I'm doing good. How you doing, Carl?
Very good, very good. So I've gotten some emails in recent past asking me the real value of analgesics and anti-inflammatories in exercise and sports performance. And I've always said, look, it's a bad idea to take analgesics and especially NSAIDs orally that are delivered systemically if you've got painful elbow, painful knee. Because number one, you don't need it delivered to the entire body. You just need it delivered to the spot. And number two, there is conflicting evidence out there that taking NSAIDs could actually stop the protein synthetic response that you're looking for from exercise. Is that true, or is there more evidence out there that NSAIDs are okay to take if you're looking for protein synthetic response?
It does seem as if that research is holding up. There were a couple research studies that, and this is why they're saying that that's conflicted. They were doing these studies on 80-year-old men, and they said if they were able to do, you know, additional weight and do the weight training with the NSAIDs, it was allowing them to push through, and they were still getting muscle satellite cell activity and everything along those lines, muscle protein synthesis. However, you know, we're not dealing most of the time in the workout world with 80-year-old men.
Yeah, we're usually trained individuals that they've and a lot of them are learning to work around pain anyway.
Correct, and that is where the studies that are saying, "Hey, this is actually stimulating or not stimulating growth, but actually inhibiting it," those are holding up. So it's definitely a valid science, and you know, anyone who's been working with weights for a long time, and then they start dealing with an injury and start taking these, they're going to see a drop in their gains.
So this means that if you're an athlete, whether you're a weekend warrior or not, and you'll be buying supplements to eke out every little bit of progress you can make in the gym, both in strength gains and hypertrophy gains, that taking NSAIDs to any great degree is really counterproductive. You're taking two steps forward, one step back.
Exactly, and it creates a lot of wasted money in all those supplements and wasted hours in the gym. Not to mention, you know, forget about all the other side effects that NSAIDs have on you with your stomach and your kidneys and your liver and everything else. But as far as what we're trying to accomplish, as far as making our bodies perform better, we're not really doing ourselves any favors.
So what about topical NSAIDs? They've become popular now. But doesn't some of that get in and become systemically delivered?
There's a very small amount, but it's not much. And the reason why most of the topical NSAIDs don't really do well, let me rephrase that. Some of the topical NSAIDs don't do that is because of their makeup. Okay, there's a prescription out there. I'm sure you've heard of Voltaren gel.
Right.
Voltaren will go systemic, and it has been proven to be liver toxic. So that is one that's going to give you some of those same effects. Many of the topicals that actually work for anti-inflammatory component, they are going to be mostly made up of acetylated fatty acids, and those kind of stick right in the area. They don't tend to start migrating around throughout the body. So there's actually even a buildup effect in the region you're trying to target. So say it is my elbow, which currently it is. That's what I'm dealing with.
Mine too, man. It's all, my left elbow always bothers me. I don't know what to do anymore about it, to be honest
with
you.
So that's what happens is, you know, I'll forget about it for a couple of days, and then it'll bother me if I had a hard training session.
Right.
And then I'll start back on with my kinetic cream, and it'll take about 2 or 3 days. But there's that buildup effect, and on the third, fourth day, I'm good. And I was actually to the point where I'm a chiropractor, man. I hate taking any medications or drugs or anything along those lines. But one of our other developers is actually a pain management doctor, and we're heading down to the Arnold this week. And I said, hey, listen, I might have to have you bring me a cortisone shot for my elbow if it doesn't get any better. And I just became pretty consistent, you know, a couple times a day with the cream and a couple sessions of ice, and I'm good to go now, and I'm not going to need that.
So let's kinetic cream is different because it's not an NSAID, right?
Correct. It's made up of multiple ingredients. There's about 20 different ingredients in there, and they all have a certain level of anti-inflammatory support. My favorite is probably the acetylmyristoliate. That's the primary ingredient. We do have on the label, you know, we have to list menthol as the active ingredient, but it's only 2%. The reason why I didn't put it up that high was because I really wanted people to realize this isn't about how cold I can make your skin. You know, it's not about taking your mind off the pain. I actually want my ingredients to go through the tissue, get in there, and cause a decrease in localized inflammatory change.
So why did you have to use menthol at all then?
Well, unfortunately, we live in a world where if people don't feel it,
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
They don't think it works.
Hence why they put caffeine in creatine. You know, it's like, oh, it must be working. I feel it. Nah, that's the caffeine. That's because you're an idiot and you wanted to feel something.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, you're going to get a decreased pain sensation anyways. But there is some benefit in menthol being a very mild, and I do mean mild.
Penetration enhancer. Oh, but also delimiting, which is a penetration enhancer, comes from menthol, does it not?
Right. So, and that helps with our transdermals. That gets us a little bit deeper penetration. So
does an NSAID work, a topical NSAID work immediately versus a product like Kinetic Cream takes a few days to build up?
Not necessarily, because we're going to get results within about 2 minutes. In fact, since I've spoken to you last, we did a thermographic study out of Connecticut, and we had within 2 minutes... your listeners can go on our website and kind of check out the results, but the results are within 2 minutes, the inflammation that dropped out of a knee is amazing.
Really?
Yep.
And so, and obviously if the inflammation drops, does the pain drop, or is inflammation separate of nerve stimulation and pain?
Well, there's two different types of pain. You know, you have chemically mediated pain, and then you have biomechanically mediated pain. Although there's more kinds of pain than that, but in a simplistic term. So, in regards to the chemically mediated pain, yeah, that's going to be minimized nearly immediate. Some of the biomechanical pain will come down as well, because what many of our ingredients, again, especially the acetylmyristoliate, has been proven to show is that they will increase range of motion of up to 10 degrees in an arthritic knee within 10 minutes. So if all of a sudden you couldn't move your knee and now all of a sudden you can, you're going to reduce some of that biomechanical pain too as well.
Gotcha. How is Kinetic Cream doing? I mean, I haven't spoken to you in quite some time about Kinetic Cream. Is it still a pretty popular product?
It is. We've got a nice overseas market. I think a lot of your listeners actually overseas have been really excited for the product. We have a lot of people over in Israel and Australia, very big in the UK. sold one just, I believe, this past week, and it was going over to Belgium. I think that was the first one to Belgium. But in the States, we're doing very, very well. We have a lot of chiropractic offices. We have a lot of physical therapy offices, smaller drug stores carrying the product. We have a few hospitals and then just independent reps. So it's picking up. And we're purposely not in the big box stores right now. We've had an offer at Target and CVS, and we're kind of being strategically shy about that. It's very hard if the name brand is not as recognizable as something else. You know, why would I pay a little bit more for a product that if I've never heard of it, you know?
It's because it takes some education to understand why you would want to use Kinetic Cream over
exactly.
a topical pain reliever or something
exactly.
like that.
And right now, your average Walmart shopper who's not following these types of things, they're not going to necessarily be able to pick it up and see on the label why it's different. I mean, it's going to take a little bit more education, and it's going to take a bit more branding. So, you know, we're working with that as a company, so that's our challenges. But I can tell you that over the past month, our wholesalers, our other retailers have about tripled. So we're doing fantastic at this point.
I want to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the upcoming Arnold, because I know you're going to be there as well, and you usually have a cast of characters at your booth. We're talking with Dr. Craig Banks right now. We're talking about, really, if you're suffering from pain, you should not be taking oral NSAIDs to deal with that pain. Number one, you're delivering the NSAIDs to the entire body, and you don't need that. You just need to deliver the pain relief to the area of pain. And number two, as you can hear, it's going to impair your ability to build bigger, stronger muscles. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Carl Lenore.
The FDA has exceeded all of its previous levels of being sinister and corrupt by trying to poison this country by forcing us to eat genetically modified foods without knowing they're GMO foods, while trying to obstruct our access to natural foods that are grown right in our hometown.
Empowering the people and telling it like it is.
They're corrupt, they're sinister, they're disgusting. And we're never going to have a politician with any real chutzpah to stop the FDA. That's the sad part. So we have to stop them ourselves. The pressure has to push back. Keep supporting your family farm.
Only on Superhuman Radio.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Soldier boy, I tell you.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Talking right now with Dr. Craig Banks. So, what's going on at the Arnold this year, Craig? Are you going to have, is Rob Terry going to be there? He's always a fan favorite.
He was actually set up to go to Japan.
Really?
With TNA and...
Is he going to fight little wrestlers there? Could you see... Rob Terry is what, like 6'4", 6'5"?
6'5", yeah.
He's 6'5", and he's got to be 300 pounds, and he's ripped to shreds, and he's the nicest... He reminds me of, like, he could be in a boy band, like he's handsome like that, but he's got this monster physique. And there's a picture of him with Elisa at last, Arnold, and she's literally under his armpit. Like, that's how big he is, you know? And, like, I could just imagine him fighting some little Japanese wrestlers over there, you know? they climb on him like Godzilla, you know?
Exactly. Everybody's shorter than he is for the most part, but he definitely towers over him. So he's been over there for about 2 weeks, and I believe this is his third tour over there, so he's getting quite popular.
Really?
TNA has done a promotion with a company called Wrestle One over there, and he had originally had the date cleared for the Arnold, and then they booked him back to Japan, so unfortunately he was unable to make it down with us. And oddly enough, even though the date was cleared and we had plans to have him there, Robbie E, his old tag team partner, he was scheduled to be there with us this year, and literally on Saturday we had to cancel his stuff because he had to go over and deal with a tag match over in Japan as well.
So who will be there this year?
This year we have a returning Velvet Sky. She's on TNA, and she was she's one of their knockouts, is what they call him. So she'll be there along with Matt Morgan, who was both WWE and TNA at one time, and he was also on the reboot of American Gladiators as the Beast.
Uh-huh.
So he's 7 foot tall. He's one of those few people who are going to make Rob actually look a little shorter.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And we have Bobby Lashley, who...
Ah, Bobby. Bobby used to train at Powerhouse Gym in Louisville. I know Bobby. I saw him many mornings in the gym. One strong SOB right there.
Yeah, super nice guy. You know, obviously he had a huge amateur wrestling background before he ever got into professional wrestling or MMA. And again, much like Rob, super, super nice guy. You know, gentle giant type of a person. So they're all, honestly, they come down there, they love the cream, they've been using it for years, and they're sold on it, and they're just like, hey, you know, we want to be involved. Tell me what we can do. And the Arnold, obviously, is a great venue to get them some exposure and let them come down and let their fans meet them in a bit better of a capacity than just having to go to a professional wrestling event.
And do you know your booth number already?
Yeah, we're at booth 225. We're right next to the Lone Star booth.
Oh, yeah, they're mad over there, giving shirts away, and they right. always have the girls vamping and hawking and trying to give shirts away, and there's usually 1,000 people standing in front of that booth.
Yeah, so we should do really well with the location we're in. We have a double booth, so we have 20 feet. So
any show specials for Kinetic Cream?
We have some specials going on while we're down there. We've got some shirts involved. We're doing $5 off, and then a couple, you know, some decent deals in quantity. We're doing buy five, get an additional one free. Buy five at 20 and get an additional one free. So you're actually getting six for $100, which is a huge deal, and you'll get a shirt. And, you know, we're asking people to go onto our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/PhoenixKineticCream, and like us or follow us on Twitter or, you know, sign up for our email newsletter. And that's when we're given the discounts.
Wait, what's the website again?
phoenixbioperformance.com. That's Phoenix, like the city, BIOPERFORMANCE.com. Honestly, that's pretty long, so you can also just put in kineticcream.com.
Oh, really? It's KINETICREAM. There's no two, not two C's in there. Kinetic Cream, all one word, .com.
Yep. So you know, I
just had a thought. I take white willow bark, not just for its analgesic purposes, but more for its antithrombotic effects. Because, you know, I'm on testosterone, and my hematocrit can start getting high if I'm not careful. So I you know, obviously use fish oil. I use a little vitamin E. I drink ginger and ginger. I take a ginger extract, and I take white willow bark, about 800 milligrams of whole white willow bark a day. Am I slowing down protein synthesis because I'm taking white willow bark?
There's a possibility that it's going to interact a bit like that because obviously it's the natural form of aspirin. But at the levels we were talking, I would tend to say not. You know, you're probably, we're really talking, when we're looking at those studies, we're really looking at the levels you'd be using for pain control. But what you're taking would be less than the equivalent of like a baby aspirin.
Right. Yeah, it is. That's exactly right. Yeah, and I do worry about my blood viscosity. But obviously between the ginger and the fish oil, I take cod liver oil. You know, I know that my blood is thin because when I inject sometimes and I hit a vein, it takes a while for it to stop bleeding, that little hole. I mean, it doesn't just stop. It runs for a while, you know.
Yeah, and you know, as long as you're kind of keeping an eye on it, I don't think you're going to have any worries. But as far as the NSAID type of quality with the willow bark, I haven't seen that. I mean, we have that in our cream in a topical version, but even in oral, that's not going to really be enough.
Well, I can tell you, but I mean, I have pains. I mean, I'm 55 years old. This is the first year that I'm real. You know, you don't know this because you and I haven't had a chance to really catch up on personal stuff. But the week before the Olympia, I was in the gym deadlifting. My favorite move, and I was working my way up to 550, and I had 500 in my hand. I was just coming up for a single, and I came all the way up, and I wasn't hitching it or anything. And as I straightened out, I felt this pop, and I tore the bicep and semitendinous hamstring off my left leg. And then I opted not to get surgery on top of that. And so I don't notice any big difference. I've been squatting heavy again. I'm not deadlifting, but I will start trap bar deadlifting as soon as I get a little more courage in me. Mm-hmm. I can't tell. Now, the doctor, the MRI and the x-rays that were interpreted by the radiologist said there's a 6 centimeters of retraction of the two muscles. But I can't tell any difference between my left hamstring and right hamstring as far as strength or when I flex them and feel. Like, I'm always feeling for, like, where I would expect, like, a bunch of muscles and then a gap somewhere where I don't feel anything on one side. Now, I can tell you that if I do an open chain movement like a leg curl, I can feel those two muscles cramping because they have nothing to hold on to.
Right.
But I can tell you that I have lots of aches and pains this year, and the white willow bark isn't making them go away. So I'm not taking it in therapeutically effective doses, that's for sure.
Right. Yeah, and you'd have to pound that pretty heavily, at least in an oral fashion, to get much in the way of pain relief. So, I think the levels you're doing are in no way going to hinder any of your gains.
Yeah, I hope not. I work too hard in the gym to make gains in the first place. Well, anyway, well, look. So it's good. We're going to see you at the Arnold this year, as usual. Give the booth number again.
225.
And you will have specials there that people can take advantage of and get some Kinetic Cream. And obviously they can go to the website, kineticcream.com. Spell it again. Did I spell it right? KINETICREAM.com.
That's right. And we've had and we've continued to have the coupon for Superhuman Radio listeners.
Really?
Yep. SHRADIO. We've had that coupon for some time. And since the new was coming back on and we're doing some extra specials at the Arnold, I wanted to at least pass it on to some of your listeners that can't make it down there. We put it up to actually 20% cart discount. So
wow, that's really nice.
Whatever your total bill is, you put in that coupon code, and it's going to knock off 20%, and it also has free shipping. The one thing I will say is for the international folks, the free shipping won't work. But that being said, just because international shipping costs us an absolute fortune, the 20% off will work.
Okay. And that's really nice of you. I didn't know that you still had that. I would have plugged it on the air a couple times if I had known you still had that.
Yeah, no
problem. So give the coupon code one more time. It's SHR?
SHRadio.com.
SHRadio.com. No, no, SH Radio.
Or SH Radio.
Yeah, SH Radio. They'll save 20% off. And that's even for repeat customers, right? They just
absolutely
go there and order.
Yep, there's no limit to that. You can share it with friends. You can share it, you know, wherever you guys want to put that code. You're more than welcome to use it. We do also have samples now. We have packets. Since we have them in packets rather than little jars, we were able to reduce the shipping and handling cost on the packets. So
can you drop a packet in a number 10 envelope and send it out?
You can, though. Yep.
And will it get squished in the envelope?
No, we haven't had any problems with that this time around.
Good.
We did when I had it with the other product.
Right.
But
right.
Now we've made it so that does not happen.
Yeah, I knew when I got my sample because I opened my opened my mailbox and I got a whiff of like the menthol and stuff like hit me in the face. Like, what's
right.
that? Oh, that's pretty cool. All right. Well, listen, it's great talking to you. We'll definitely catch up and see you at the Arnold. Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. Thanks a lot, Greg.
Sure thing. Take care.
And also I want to thank, God, what did I do today? Long day. Taichi Suzuki from the University of California, Berkeley, but talking about, gut microbiome diversity based on where you live. And there's a lot more to that story and we will stay on top of that story as we go forward. And thank you for listening to my dissertation on, the process of devolving, which I believe we are today. Now we will be off the air tomorrow. And Friday, and those of you who won tickets to the Arnold, you'll be getting an email today that'll explain how to claim them. And then we will see everybody Monday. Thank you for listening, and see you then.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.